The female energy is magnetic, invisible. And the male energy is radiant, sending, and very visible. This is one of the reasons males have dominated thing is that when females started to come under their own power was about the same time that Newton formulated the laws of gravity. And gravity is female energy. Before Newton came along, people really didn't understand what gravity was. They didn't know that the moon was the gravity interplayed with the Earth's gravity and all this stuff. And Newton figured it all out. And he figured out this invisible energy we call gravity that holds us to the Earth and holds all things together is really an important component of creation that people really didn't understand because they couldn't see it. And so the female energy is invisible. Like gravity is invisible. You can't see gravity. But you can see the radiance from the sun, right? That's radiance from the sun is male. That's really visible right in your face. You can't avoid it. And so the problem with the mysterious female energy is people kind of knew it was there but didn't know what it was and didn't understand it. And up until now, everyone has been trying to succeed by using male energy, and that's still the case. The females complain, boy, succeeding in a man's world is like going upstream, and it is. In other words, for a female to succeed by using male energy, it is like going upstream. A strong swimmer can swim upstream, but it takes a lot more energy. And so for a female to succeed in a company, for instance, that uses a lot of male energy, it's very difficult for them, and they feel almost out of place, and maybe have a hard time even speaking up or being heard. This is one of the biggest complaints I hear from females is men don't listen to this. It's because they're at a disadvantage of working in the male energy. Now, we're the same way, but we're at a disadvantage of working with the female energy. But now the female energy is coming into its own right. People are realizing that there is an invisible energy there that needs to be dealt with, but we still don't understand it. And still, a lot of people in the women in the feminist movement think that success is operating with male energy. They don't realize they're trying to be males. That's why a lot of these real strong feminists don't look very feminine. They look kind of masculine, a lot of them, because they're trying to succeed by using male energy. One of the great ways to see the difference between the female and male energy is in how they try to attract each other. The guy decides he wants to go out and find a new girlfriend, so he goes to like a nightclub or something like that. And he enters the nightclub, maybe with a couple other guys, and what do? They look around and try to spot a good-looking female, and there's one over there, and they go over to the table and say something crazy like, I think I dropped my medal of honor around here somewhere. Have you seen it? come up with some crazy line. And so as you watch the guys trying to get attention from the females in a nightclub where there's a courting situation going on, you'll see them in action. They're in movement. They're ascending. They're giving all these crazy lines, trying to be funny, trying to impress them how intelligent they are. And the girls are just sitting there, like say, they think, well, I reject this one, I reject this one. And she's very selective. She's very hard to impress. Now, on the other hand, look at the female. The female, the guy spends maybe 15 minutes getting ready and combing his hair and shaving and showering real quick. But the female, she may spend 2 hours getting ready. She looks perfect. She smells good. She's got a sexy dress on. And if she's in her energy, she enters the nightclub and she can sit alone and do nothing. The guy, can he go sit at a table and do nothing and all of a sudden a bunch of girls flock around him? You never see that happen. But a good-looking girl that's in her energy, she can go sit at a table all alone with a drink in her hand, and she won't even have to pay for it. Some guy will say, hey, I can buy you that drink. Or he'll say, hey, can I sit here? Or can I dance? Or can I do this? And she will have maybe half a dozen guys vying for her attention if she's in her energy. And so it's interesting. That's if you ever want to see how the male-female energies play out, just go to a popular nightclub and watch the males and females. I always enjoy when I'm out about watching people. I like to watch how they interact, and there's probably nothing more interesting than watching them in the trying to attract a companion, because that really brings out their energy. That really shows where they are in their energy. And the interesting thing about energy is each of us are at a different state. We switch from male to female in different lifetimes, and we go on a wavelength. Okay? So let's assign the numbers, the highest female to 10, to a negative 10, and the highest male energy to a positive 10. Okay? So when you switch over, say from female to male, you're a plus 1. Okay? You may be, so you're pretty close to the 0 point. So you won't be a very aggressive male, and you won't be very attractive to females. And you may be gay, because you may think, well, I'm still attracted to males. You know, I don't know why that is. Okay? So you don't have that strong energy, and you're still not a strong sender. You're kind of balanced in between. This is why gays are very creative, because they're not distracted a lot. You have a lot of gays in Hollywood, and they're very creative, and they like to be in plays, and they like to be do really creative stuff. That's because they're pretty close to 0 point, and they're not so distracted by one extreme of energy to the other. But then, as a person incarnates several times, his energy will increase. So it starts getting stronger. And pretty soon, after a few incarnations, he's up to a 10. Now he's a Tom Cruise or Tom Brady or somebody like that. I mean, he's just really out there. And so he's a very strong sender, very strong in male energy, and he will get in his most attractive body when he's at his highest point. So when he's up to about 8, 9, or 10, he'll be in a very strong male sending mode. And he will be very attractive to females. Now, the same thing with the female. When the male turns to female, first of all, the first lifetime, he's not very attracted to males, because his female energy isn't very high yet. And so he's not in a high receiving or high sending modes, so he may be a lesbian in that life, or just depends on how he adjusts to everything. Then after a couple lifetimes, she gets stronger and stronger in the female energy, and she also gets more feminine looking and more attractive. So we go through these cycles. In each of our lifetimes, we're not really hot or really attractive in every lifetime, but then we get cycles where we do become very attractive and highly polarized in male or female energy. Now, so she gets highly polarized, and once she's highly polarized and attractive, she understands the female energy very well, and so she knows how to make herself up so she can go to this nightclub, sit at a table all alone, and within 15 minutes have all the men catering to her that she wants, and she can say yes or no, I select you, or I select her, or you do this for me, and the guy goes and does it, you know. So the female inner energy, when she's in that cycle where she has high female polarization, can get a guy to do anything she wants. This is something that the females often overlook, how much power they have to get a guy to do what they want. It's even mentioned in the Bible one time, who was it that had John the Baptist's head? Was that Herod or who? What was his name? Yeah. So he had this gal dance for him, and he was so impressed, he says, I will give you anything you want up to half my kingdom. Just because of the way she danced, he was willing to give her half the kingdom, and this was all pre-planned for her to ask for John the Baptist's head. She asked for John the Baptist's head, and he would have rather give her half the kingdom than John the Baptist's head because he was worried about his soul there, but he went ahead and fulfilled his promise. So, and that's happened before. People thought just the female, when she's in her energy, she has so much control over a king that sometimes kings have promised half their kingdom, or maybe all their kingdom, just so that the female will submit to him.
JJ, yeah. Was that a lap dance?
Could have been. I don't know.